So in 2016, I had just finished 1 year of a new company, and that new company did a grand total of $600,000 and change. So in the 9 months, we billed 600 divided by nine. So we were billing about $67,000 a month. And that $67,000 a month, the year we just finished, didn't pay for very much. And still owed a pile of money to a lot of people. And Pat said, hey, we're going to start this. And it was on the day of my critical profit report. And I think there were six of us on the phone when this class started 8 years ago. And then at that point, everybody had to do an assignment. And quite frankly, our assignments were pretty crappy. I'll just say it. They weren't all that good. But that's okay, because we were learning. Everybody on the phone was learning, and we were getting something out of it, and we were trying to give back to what we were getting. And that next year, the little company did about $3.4 million. I don't know, we billed about $280,000 a month. $280,000 a month in 2016, that it paid the bills, but didn't pay off any creditors. And we were still doing our critical profit report in the morning, and a couple more people were added to the call who were clients of Pat's, and they were hearing how much, I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of dollars I had in my rolling negative, and how many hundreds of thousands of dollars we were whatever sideways and so forth. And so still in a lot of trouble, been kicked out of the second bankruptcy. So I, you know, during this time, and kept doing the assignments. And then eventually, it became more of a client, wasn't John's critical profit report and partnering with God, but it became a single call on its own, and others were added to the call. So 8 years now since we started that in 2016, doing an assignment every week, doing the assignment. And like I said, they were mandatory. There was no it's okay if you didn't get one. You get called out on the phone when we started, if you didn't do an assignment. Ask, where was your assignment? Why didn't you do one? So now, you know, you don't get called out. It's tempting, but nobody gets called out. And thank God we're all here on the phone. But to give you an example of where it's come, and I'm only saying this to hopefully encourage you guys a little bit, but it is a bit of a boast. And the company, the same company that only could bill $280,000 a month in 2016 and break even, in 2019, I wrote the final checks to the good old Internal Revenue Service and to the Carpenters Union, and I was debt free. Okay, so it took some time. You know, creditors kept knocking the door, had to keep paying them. So in 2019, wrote the last check. So that it's time to quit then, right? 2019, quit. I'm on my own. I got it from here. No, kept doing the class because it's opportunity to give. The opportunity you have here is a lot of it. It's Pat's story, and a lot of it now is John's story. So that same company, 2019, wrote the last checks to pay everything off, debt-free, literally debt-free. And then in June of 2024, that same company did $1.3 million in sales. So does it pay well? I don't know. You guys, what does it pay well? Answer the question, you know, in your own rhetoric. It's a rhetorical question, but does it pay well? And something that Susie quoted Pat in her assignment. And it says that, you know, it is crystal clear that truth is solely in the Word. And it's talking about God's Word as our primary weapon. And, you know, in the chaos, our lives, there's chaos all around us, guys. Every day, there's chaos. Sanity is found in the Word of God. Sanity will be found in doing your assignment. Sanity is found in taking the time to give, looking for opportunities to give. And that one way to give back is do an assignment. And then you'll find that when you do an assignment and you give back there, you're going to get something back from doing it that will pay well. But I like what Pat said. God is real. The world is real. The battle is real. Responsibility is real. Without God's word, contempt for everything prevails. So we go back to the Word of God. We go back to the Word of God. We go back to the Word of God. We go back to the truth. We got to find the truth. We got to stick to the truth. Because everything wants to just knock us off. I mean, every day we want to get knocked off the path. And we always have to keep coming back, keep coming back, keep coming back. And today, acceptance. Acceptance. Well, one is we can go back to chapter 6 and get, I need to accept that God's word is my primary word. I need to accept that I need to do an assignment. I need to accept that God is who God is, and I'm not it, that's for sure. Anyway, guys, let's do an assignment. I would love to get 18 to 20 assignments this week and have to struggle how I'm going to reply to everybody, because then I would really have to organize my time. But when I only get two or three assignments, you know, I'm a morning person. I after about 4 p.m., I'm not worth a whole lot. So I can answer, you know, I would have, probably have to be getting up at 3 o'clock every morning if I had to answer 18 assignments so that I could answer a few people every day. So now if you guys all send me 18 of them on Tuesday night, I'm going to really struggle because I'll have to get about 3 hours sleep and get up at midnight to answer everybody. But that would be awesome, wouldn't it? Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for the opportunity that you give us to be on the phone, to talk, to listen, to learn, to grow. Thank you for what you've done. You know, the testimonies that we have, they're not something we worked up. I pulled myself up on my bootstraps and I did it. No. As the Apostle Paul says, by the grace of God, I am what I am. And your grace always has proved sufficient, Lord, for us in every endeavor, in every place, in every place we go. So we thank you for the opportunity. We thank you. We pray for everyone on the phone today that we would just be engaged. Lord, yeah, we're all busy. We all got stuff to do. But we also have responsibilities. I mean, we take them and take them and grab them and as the gifts. The responsibilities you give us are gifts that let us know we're alive and we're in the game today. We thank you for this morning. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Jesus said what? He said, Father, sanctify them in the truth. Thy word is truth. And then it made me think, as Pat was closing, it made me think of that, you know, scripture can be confounding at times and confusing. But, you know, Philip, he met the eunuch there in Acts, and he was reading from Isaiah 53, and he says, how can I understand what I'm reading? And Philip was able to be right there and help him interpret what he was reading. So that's why we have teachers, we have the Word of God, we have commentaries, we have so many opportunities around us to begin to understand it and grasp it and hold it. And, you know, acceptance. There, you know, when I got in trouble financially, you know, I was a good card-carrying Christian. Let's just say it like that. But it really was coming to the point of acceptance of, you know what, I'm done trying to do things my way. I'm going to go your way, Lord. That's when things really began to change. And you may be on the phone, you're a good card-carrying Christian, but you still keep doing things your own way. And there's just a time where you just got to say, you know, Lord, I'm done. I'm done. Let's just try things your way. And when you do that, it makes a huge difference. That's acceptance. And just accepting his ways and his will. And he's got such awesome plans for all of us. He does. He's got such awesome plans. And yeah, it's more than we can handle. So that's why we got to keep relying on him, because it's always more than we can handle. And that's why he is the great enabler. And he gives us the power of his spirit. And he teaches us how to handle what he gives us when it's more than we can do. Here, let's pray. Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for the opportunity to continue on today. We thank you for all the work that we have to do. today. We thank you for what a blessing it is. It's a blessing to have a lot to do today. We got way more than just to worry about we're gonna eat tonight. We may think about that, but you know, right now we're blessed. We don't have to worry about where we're gonna get our next meal. We just have to worry about taking care of our customers. What a blessing that is. We thank you for that. And may we just be thankful for as long as we can live in this free country, as long as it stays free. And truly, freedom is found only in our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for this morning. We commit this day into your hands. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.